Both chambers of the North Dakota legislature have approved temporary rules for this organizational session, and those rules include mask mandates in legislative areas in the Capitol. The mandate is in effect for legislative spaces where 6-foot social distancing is not available. The vote on the mask mandate was 74-26 in the House. Lisbon Republican Representative Sebastian Ertelt argued there's no proof that masks work, and he points to South Dakota, which has no mandates.
Just to our south, our neighbors to the south, they've taken the approach of individual liberty and personal responsibility as opposed to force. And unsurprisingly to some, they have a lower mortality rate attributed to the coronavirus than we do here in the state of North Dakota.
But Fargo Democratic Representative Gretchen Dobrovich said mask wearing is an effective way of stopping virus spread.
I just feel it's not asking a lot for us to protect each other so we can do the business of the people who elected us to be here and keep ourselves and each other safe. It's a mask. It works. The science is behind it.
This was a prelude to a debate that could happen Thursday when both chambers take up the permanent rules that govern the regular session, which begins in January. House and Senate Majority Leaders say this is all being done to err on the side of caution. Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner.
Our number one priority is being able to safely do the work of the people elected us to do. If we end up having to quarantine because of or being tested positive for the virus, what's going to happen is we're going to have disruptions all through the session. So we've worked really hard to make sure that we can have things move smoothly.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.